You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Turkish police officers repressed the peaceful protests of activists from the Turkish civil society, who were demanding the liberation of the control of water by transnational companies in the framework of the World Water Forum held in Istanbul. A broad coalition of organizations for the defense of the right to water gathered outside the official forum, in which great organizations, businessmen, and governmental representatives are participating. The violence of the police repression resulted in 17 Turkish activists taken into custody, and two members of the organization International Rivers were deported. The German and US women were deported to their countries by Turkish authorities simply because of their participation in the mobilization, with a banner which read, "No risky dams." Social organizations have strongly rejected these abuses and questioned the legitimacy of the forum, which is presented as an open and transparent process which works for the right to water, although this repression shows their excluding nature and a clear disdain towards human rights. When asked about the issue, Gerd Bergam, World Water Council chair, chose not to denounce the situation and separated themselves from all types of accountability. Something similar to what happens when he's asked about the people affected by the controversial decisions taken by the organization which he is responsible for.
You're listening to Real World News.